Bank of Cardiff, this is Lena. How can I help you?
Hi, Lena. It's Houston Yandel. How's Kirsten?
Oh, yeah. Hi, Houston. Yeah, good that you called. I sent the email yesterday, I believe, with the application because you never sent me the signed application.
Okay. You need a signed application.
Did you receive? Yes. I've sent the application as an attachment. This application needs to be printed out, filled out,
was
and signed.
Was that to michelle@meet.com? Was that the one?
Just a second, I'll tell you exactly.
I
replied to michelle@h2hsd.com.
Oh, michelle@h2h. Okay, now I know where to look. Now, tell me something. I can get that signed tonight, but what I'm looking for, you should have enough information to quote me a percentage rate. You can't guarantee that the loan is possible, but you ought to be able to tell me what we're looking at as far as an interest rate. Assuming you can.
See, like I told you, I cannot tell you exactly. I don't know. I need to see. First of all, I don't have even the credit report yet.
Do you have a social security number or a business number?
No.
Should be on the taxes.
On the taxes, maybe.
But you need
but I cannot get it without signed application. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, you get the signed application, then you're going to have to run as credit, huh?
Yes, but it's not the hard run. And you already bought the house, so it's not
a big hit. It's not a hard hit. Bought the house?
No. Yeah, you said you already got a mortgage, right?
Well, we're not talking about a house. We're talking about a business.
No, I know. I thought you would be afraid of the runs on the credit if you would look for mortgage right now. You would be looking for a mortgage, you're not.
No. We don't have a problem with that. We're trying to build his credit up because it got knocked down pretty far, see?
And while
we were shopping, and that was just 2 or 3 months ago, so we're trying to avoid running the credit. It's not that it's bad. I can tell you
what is going on your account. You have like overdraft protection. That's why you have so many insufficient funds. They do pay.
No. Like I told you, the reason we're shopping is that these people are insisting on a daily draw, and the daily draw leaves us totally at the victim of our customers. And sometimes they put in a check. Sometimes the check is put on hold by the bank. Sometimes they don't pay when they say they're going to pay.
Yeah, but do you have the overdraft protection on your account? No.
We have overdraft protection on certain items. We don't have a large credit line.
I understand. But do they pay? Okay, so all these daily payments which were presented to your account, were they paid or they were returned unpaid?
No, I think the 6 months that you got, they were mostly paid. It's only in the last month that we ran into stiff problems with customers. That one customer held back $15,000, another customer had it. Made a $20,000 deposit, but the bank held up the deposit for something to do with his credit or something. They held it for 7 days. And we ended up with a bunch of overdrafts in the last 30 to 60 days. That's what we're trying to, there are two things we're trying to get away from. There's just way too much interest rate, and there's just not enough principal coming down for the payments. And then the other thing is that this daily draw is just impossible, because all you need is one customer or one bank hold up, and you've got a whole bunch of overdrafts.
I see. And when did you get this one?
We were giving our money all to the bank instead of to the customers and to the workers.
How long ago did you get this loan?
I think it was just about 6 months ago, and I think we did pretty good for about 5 months. And then suddenly we ran into two different holdups.
But the loan is, how long is the loan? How long did you get it? Year and a half?
I think it has to be paid off within 5 years. I'm not sure. Maybe 10.
Five?
I have to find out. I don't know.
How much did you get?
Well,
how much
one
did you get 6 months?
There's one for 90 and one for 50. But they're both at 16.99, and they both require a daily withdrawal.
Mm-hmm.
I think when he got the 90, the 90 was originally 100, and he'd paid it down. And then he started running into trouble with customers holding checks, so he got 50 more. So now I think he has.
So now you have
total 140. About 135 is what the balance payoff is.
Mm-hmm.
The original was 100, and then another one for 50, and so now it's down to under 90 and under 40. I guess.
And he cannot pay it. The business cannot pay it.
No, it's not that he can't pay it. No, he's doing the business. If you look at his income, you look at his taxes, you look at the deposits in the account, you'll see he's covering it. The problem is the cash flow. We just, the daily thing's going to kill us. It'll catch up with us. All we need is two customers or one customer in the bank to hold up, and we got a whole bunch of bank charges. We end up giving over $2,000 to the bank, and that's just killing us. We can't do that. What we need is either a weekly or preferably one loan with a monthly payment of about 12%, and I did a 6.99 is killing us. He should never have accepted that, either the first or the second one. But he has plenty of business, and so he thought it would be easy to pay it off. What he didn't anticipate was people not paying when they're committed, and banks holding checks. And customers depositing checks that they know the bank's going to hold. It's just that's what killed him. And so he's got to get out from under this daily withdrawal. If it was a monthly or even a weekly, this would have never happened. But I told him, how in the hell did you accept a second one at 69? That's just crazy. He thought his business was so good that he could pay it off pretty quick. He was meeting all his payments on schedule. He did great for 5 months. But after that, a couple of large accounts. He's dealing with two big accounts. He should use the smaller accounts. That way he won't get hurt. But you're doing $150,000 accounts. They're going to make big $20,000 and $30,000 payments. And if any one of them gets snagged, he ends up with a bunch of bank charges. So if he wants to expand and he wants to deal with the bigger clients and larger payments, he has to get away from this daily thing. That's what I'm calling you all about, is to get him off of this daily thing.
Okay, let's try. So
if you send us an application, we'll get it to you.
I've sent
that you can run his credit on a soft hit rather than a hard hit.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I can.
Because we know his credit is between 650 and 690. He was over 720 when he got the house, but he's got too many people
running his people.
Credit.
No,
know?
It's not. No, if people
there's
run your credit,
phones,
it doesn't.
They run it, and then suddenly you miss a payment, they run it again, and that's another
I
thing.
See.
Or running his credit too often.
Mm-hmm.
So, if you study it, you look at the taxes, you look at the deposits, he's doing plenty of business. He can well afford this, but he got too high an interest rate, and these daily things won't work when he gets into the larger accounts. He's back thinking the smaller $30,000 to $50,000 accounts, but when you get 150,
and $100,000 accounts, you got to count on big payments, and big payments sometimes have the banks are going to want 7 days to close.
I got it. Mm-hmm.
So we got plenty of there by the end of the month. The problem is, with pulling that $800 a day out every day, sooner or later he's going to get snagged.
Mm-hmm.
And he's trying to do a bigger business, and I told him you have to contract back to what you were doing before, because these large accounts are and the daily withdrawals, if that's killing you.
I see. Okay, so send me the application, and then we'll talk.
Lower interest rate and the monthly payment. Okay.
Okay.
So we'll get the application.
Just send the application.
Out, send it to you, Lena. Thank
okay.
you. God bless.
Suggestion. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Bye now.